Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 5th July 2022. Top stories for today. The floods that hit several villages in Baling have left three people dead so far. A continuous three-hour downpour yesterday caused the waters of Sungai Kupang to overflow into the local residential areas by the riverside, affecting 85 houses. Baling District Police Chief Shamsuddin Mahmud said a total of 334 victims from nine villages have been evacuated to several relief centres. Rescue operations are ongoing for the missing victims. Malaysia reported a slight drop with a total of 1,980 new daily COVID-19 infections as of midnight Monday. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health recorded a total of 2,321 recoveries. Based on the COVIDNow portal, 8 COVID-related deaths were reported yesterday, with no cases of brought-in dead. A hotel operator pleaded not guilty in Sessions Court today to a charge with improper use of the network facilities by uploading pornographic pictures on her Twitter account. Amira Nur Afika Agus Salim was charged with knowingly making and initiating the transmission of obscene communication. On the international front, about 50,000 people in Australia's Sydney have been told to evacuate their homes as torrential rains continue to batter the country's east coast. Meanwhile, 19,000 homes are without power as the federal government declares natural disaster in 23 parts of New South Wales. According to the authorities, residents were told to either evacuate today or warned they might receive evacuation orders. Italy declared a state of emergency in 5 northern and central regions devastated by a recent drought as a severe heat wave takes its toll on agriculture and threatens power supplies. Hydroelectric power, which usually supplies 15% of the country's needs, is down 50% so far this year. High temperatures and exceptionally dry conditions have brought down water levels in the Po, the country's largest river, to its lowest in 70 years. And 6 people were killed with at least 30 injured in a mass shooting on Independence Day parade at Highland Park in suburban Chicago. Authorities said a person of interest, Robert E. Crimo III, has been arrested following a 2-hour manhunt. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.